Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm
how
sorry,
did your
I
eyes?
In the office when I texted
it's okay,
you.
Honey. No worries. No worries.
I thought about it at that minute. I'm like, if I don't do it now, I'll forget. And then I need to look and see if you said all
hear
that.
Ya.
I
hear you. No worries. Well, I mean, first off, how did your eye surgery go? Because I know when we last talked, you were having eye surgery, I think, the next day, right?
I did. Yeah, I was really nervous. That's why I was just
oh,
the LASIK thing.
Oh, you
but,
poor thing. It's okay.
Well, it's just one of those things I wasn't used to having to do it, and I was like, what? You gotta do what? And so, yeah.
Let me tell
but anyway,
you.
So.
I had cataract
and
surgery.
And he decided, let me, we wanted to make sure the helper, the new guy was, we had hired a new guy around that time, another one. We wanted to make sure how that was gonna go. It's going good so far, so I'm gonna,
I'm so glad to hear that. Oh,
yeah, so
I'm really glad to hear that. Okay,
so
did you get the email?
Get all this worked out tomorrow or whatever.
I did resend you the email. Did you get it?
I need to go check. I wasn't home, but I'm going to go check it now. And then,
okay.
My husband wants to, you know, get this going.
Yeah. Did you want me to stay on the phone with you or you want me to call you back in a few? You let me know. Okay, I'll wait. Yeah, no worries. Take your time. I'm just catching up on a note here.
Okay. I don't see it. Let me make sure it didn't go to something else.
Check your spam or your junk mail.
You got it. It didn't go back. Okay. So
you have the options, right? Because I know it's been a while since we last talked. But the options that you have, you could do the month to month. Okay. $299 plus a $99 setup fee. So starting it today is going to be $398 to get started. You pay $299 every month after that. There's no contracts. It's a month to month program. But we do ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2 month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We don't hold you hostage.
3 months is cheaper if you're going to try it out.
If you look at that, I mean, I'm a gal that I like to crunch numbers because I like to save money. So technically, let's say you paid the $398, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you paid $290, like you paid for the first 3 months, you're paying every month, right? You would have already invested, I think it's like $996 would be the investment over the course of 3 months, right? When you do a prepay of $700, that's covering you for 3 months, so you're saving like $296. When you pay every month for 6 months plus the setup fee investment you're looking at, it's now $1,893, but when you prepay it 6 months, it's $1,300. So you're like saving $593. And then when you look at it, paying every month for the year, I mean, your investment at the end of the year is $3,687. But they offer you for the year $2,500. Now, keep in mind, even doing these prepaids, we're still consistently managing you, your profiles, your website, making changes, optimization, because we got to continue to perform. So that you're getting the results.
Let me ask you a question that he's going to ask me. I know I can do all this other, but like, okay, so you can do, fix the website, correct?
It looks like you guys had a website.
.com.
Let me go back to your account because I know.
You're going to get us like a .com, I think.
Yes. So if we're, so do you guys already have a website right now, Barbie?
No.
Okay.
No.
We're going
to
get you.
Customize my site and do it.
Yes, we can get the custom. Yeah, that's the one that I included on there for you. It's part of the package. So, do you have a domain, though, or no?
No, we didn't.
Okay, don't worry about that. We're going to get the domain, and we're going to get a domain. They can give you options. We're going to choose a domain that's closest to your business name.
Okay, cool.
Okay, it'll be a .com or it'll be a .net or a .org, but we're going to try to get one closest to your business name because we like to kind of keep things uniform.
Okay, good. Okay. And then on when it targets areas, does it target our zip code?
Area not code, just your zip code. It's going to target, so I know when we talked, it was 20 to 30 miles, right? So your home base is going to be the zip code where you live, right? Because that's associated with your business. Now, your address isn't going to show, just an FYI. But with the Facebook ads and the directory submissions that we're doing, so we're going to be targeting whether you want to target 20 miles, 30 miles. The furthest we can target is 50. Or with the Facebook ads, you could choose for us to target by city, by county. I mean, you could say, listen, I know Fort Worth is my home base, but I want my home base, and I'm just going to throw it out there, just making something up, to be Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, with the Facebook ads, we could do that.
Okay.
Okay? So there's a lot that we can do.
Okay, so what would be the first step? Do we need to go ahead and pay for this, get all this going again, or do we
need to do, you and I are going
to
start getting things set up. First thing that we do, and I'll explain the process to you. You and I create the account, okay? We'll go over the billing information. We'll do the voice verification that outlines the service agreement. We process payment. I'm going to do notes. I'm going to also schedule a client interview with one of my technicians to speak with you and the husband.
Mm-hmm.
The client interview is the most important because that's when they're going to talk to you about the website, where to send pictures. They're going to talk to you about your services, the areas that we're going to target. So that appointment is the most important, and that's the appointment that's going to take longer because they're going over more details with you. You don't need to be in front of a computer, okay?
Yes.
However, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, okay?
Okay, I can set that up for when he gets home tomorrow afternoon. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah, and we'll schedule that at a time that's convenient for you guys. That's awesome.
Okay.
So which package were you thinking of going with first time?
I'm going to talk to him real quick. He's meeting with one of the helpers now. But anyway, I think he's going
to
want to do the 3 months first.
Okay.
And then you said we might could hold it and then start over. And, yeah, I realize we may have a setup fee again, but
well, you know what? Here's the thing. No.
Setup.
You won't have another setup fee, honey, because listen, even if you did the 3 months or if you did 6 or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is right before it's going to expire, you have the option to either go like another 3 months or 6 months, or you could say, I just want to do month to month, and it'll revert back to the $299.
Okay,
a month.
Good.
Okay. You won't have another setup fee. Okay. Do you want me to start like at least going over the information with you now? We don't have to select the package yet, or do you want me to call you back after you talk to
him? No, it's fine. You can go ahead and tell
me.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this. Let's at least start trying to gather some of the information, you know? So let me go here. Okay. So, Barbie, is the last name Green?
Yes.
Okay. The card that you're going to use, is it your husband's name or your name on the card?
Husband.
Okay, what's his name? Just so I can put it on the account. He's the primary.
Let me grab that. Can I call you right back?
Oh, well, you don't have to give it. Just give me his name. I'm not taking down any billing information yet. I just want to put him as a primary. What's his name?
Okay. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Wait.
Right now, but I can...
Okay. It's going to be under his name, but he wants to go ahead and let's make a time and set this up tomorrow. And
does she need pictures?
All of that, So it's okay. You can put me on speaker just so that way he can hear. So the only thing I need to do is just set up the account so I can schedule. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt him.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Okay.
He's got questions, and I don't know if we're ready for all the questions yet. But
it's okay, Annie. We're going to do, so we set up the count now. Tomorrow, that's how I can schedule the client interview for tomorrow. I don't need pictures right this minute, but what he's going to gather, and I'll go over it with you. We're going to need pictures of his work, right? Because
later
we want to show
whenever in the next couple of days.
Yes, as soon as you guys can get them over the next couple of days. You know what I mean?
Got it.
It doesn't mean give them to me right now. Okay.
Right. Okay. Gather
and what other questions did he have? So that way we can address them.
Just what I had already asked you.
Oh, okay.
He had already asked you about the website and the area.
that we already
discussed. Oh, well, I'm sure he knows you take good care of him. Great minds think alike.
Well, he's
right?
trying to do two things at once. I'm like, just can you just hold on a second?
Oh, God bless him. He sounds like how I am, and you sound like my husband. My husband's like, Nadine, slow down.
I know, and yeah, I'm like, no, don't.
It's okay. It's okay. No worries. What's his first name, Barbie?
Richard Green.
Richard? Okay. And I'm putting down both of you to be authorized to make changes to your account, because I know sometimes you might call in and I want to make sure you're noted on there.
Yeah.
What is the
I'll probably the 911 getting a hold of you or touch.
Okay, honey. No worries. And then now the phone number that should be listed for the business is at this number, the 817-343-2317, right?
I need to see if he wants his number. This is mine.
Okay.
That's another question
okay.
I need to ask him. Or both, you know, but I need to see how he wants it listed.
Yeah. Of course.
You know,
No worries.
I probably have it go to his first just in case there's any business questions like that, you know, as far as
right.
what they get done.
And we can just list just his number. It's up to him. Now, Google allows us one phone number.
We'll probably just do his, and then he can refer them to me if it's like a main.
Okay. Name. What's his number?
It's 817-343-1987.
Okay. Now, the company name, I've seen it showing as Green Lawn Care, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. And what's the address associated with the business?
It's 3000 Marquise, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S-E, and that's a court.
Okay.
And it's Bertelsen, Texas.
Okay.
76028.
So 3000 Marquise, and you spell it M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, right?
I-S-E, like a Marquise diamond.
I-S-E. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Girl's best friend.
Yes.
And that's 76028, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to hide the address because I believe, well, is that like your home address? We don't
yes.
want it to show if it is.
Well, it's
okay.
right now where we have everything, and so we figure out another store.
Yeah, no. And you know what? Majority of people have what they call a home office. So, yeah.
No yeah, worries. We do.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me do this. Now, the best number, like let's say we have an update, right? It sounds like Richard's pretty busy, majority of the
yeah.
time.
Uh-huh.
Do you prefer that we contact you first regarding the account, if there's
yes,
any changes
yes, for sure.
or updates? Okay, all right. We're going to keep you as the main contact for the account, but he's notated on his account as well. So if it's something urgent we can't get through to you, we'll call him.
Right.
Just,
okay.
just in case. But the business
he doesn't
number,
know how to pay one bill. So
that's okay, honey. You know what? Let me tell you. I give me 1 second.
I can't give up control on him, okay?
My husband, I handle all the billing and everything, and I had a heart attack.
I can't give up the control. I'm sorry. I can't.
You know what? I'm the same way. I deal with it all the time. And I handle all the billing and, you know, my husband got sick, so I had to kind of take over everything. He ended up with cancer years back. But make a long story short, I had a heart attack in December.
Mm-hmm.
My in-law, my sister-in-law, and my cousin were like by my bedside 24/7, and it was all from stress. But they were like, I looked at my cousin when the doctor was telling me, you just suffered a heart attack. And I looked at her and I said, here's my login to my bank. Anthony doesn't know it. I
yeah.
need you to handle my logins. And then she's like, okay. And my husband, after that, he was like, I wouldn't know what to do. And I'm all, don't worry.
That's,
I got people in place.
That's about the same thing.
Well, I got people in place. He's like,
talk
okay.
about that.
I know, right? Isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
I go, I crippled him.
He's like,
and
I'm just going to have to wait till people knock on the door and say, hey,
well,
I need money.
Well, my pastor told me, Barbie, she's like, sweetheart, you need to let go of a little bit of the control. And I know that she's like, I know you've been in fear all these years because he had gotten sick, mm-hmm. but you got to try to loosen the reins a little bit, and you got to let him kind of, you know, handle things now. And I'm like, I know. And she goes, and this is what caused you to have your heart attack because you are, I'm all, I know.
Yeah,
so
you're worried about everything.
Yes,
yeah,
everything.
I feel like I'm like that too. I would rather get it done and worry about it myself than tell him.
I hear you. I know, absolutely.
Or that's okay. What we try to do. We try to save all that off them. And
well,
then we
you know what?
It,
I try to make less stress on him because he does dialysis. He's got so much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me just, it's easier for me to take on this burden, but I ended up hurting
really
myself.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay.
Now, on the lawn services, when we're talking about your services, right, that Richard does, is it more lawn care maintenance? Is it the landscaping side of it, which is, I consider the construction? What do you want me to notate?
I mean, I may have to make a list of it, actually, but it's all lawn care.
Okay.
And also, like, as far as, like, landscape, we can do that, and we can also
okay.
have somebody put in, we can have a sprinkler system, we can update, we can work on,
oh,
we
okay.
have a license to work on sprinkler systems.
I'm putting irrigation,
so somebody,
okay.
Yeah, if somebody calls in and we're doing their yard, and they call us and they're like, my sprinkler head is not popping up. Well, he goes up, he doesn't have to call anybody, he knows how to do that, so he goes and gets
that's
the
awesome. That's
we
awesome.
Have a license that he can also work on their sprinkler system. If anything goes
beautiful.
Wrong that is further than that, then, yeah, he calls in a specialist, and I'll talk to them about it.
Okay, perfect.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's all lawn care. It's all fertilization. It's it can be pest treatments. It can be weed treatments, ant treatments.
Okay, treatment.
To grow, to kill weeds, to, yeah, do the mulching, flower beds, hedges, and also work with the sprinkler system.
Okay.
We just fixed one for a nursing home, actually, and it was a big deal.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're kind of wanting to kind of get more businesses, you know. Cause
residential and commercial, Barbie? Or do you guys have a
yes.
preference?
No, both. We have both.
Okay, perfect. And then, now, have you, is he licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement.
Yes.
I just ask out of habit.
Yes,
to both?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. The name of it is?
You don't have to give it to me, hon. I'm
okay.
just notating
the one with
it.
The deer, the main animal. It's like a deer.
Oh, okay. You're like, it's like a deer now for something. And now, have you created a Facebook page yet for the business?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find it here.
Let me see how to
I might it. Have found it last time. Let me take a look.
And I'm not good at messing with that, and I kind of did a little bit of the Facebook, and we don't get anything off the Facebook ads, and I've tried that before, and it's never been, for the way we're doing it, it's not lucky. You may have a better
They could
be
a little bit tricky. They could be a little bit tricky.
Yeah,
listen,
it's probably not us. It's probably what we're doing.
They're highly trained and certified. They know exactly what they need to do, and
right.
they'll handle it for you, hon. So you're in good hands. We kind of take that off of you. But I will tell you this. I would encourage you to still post on your page. Like when you guys finish a project,
okay.
post on it. Just because it just keeps your content, you know, like how I say, fresh, right? Let me see. Oh, there's a couple of green lawn cares. Interesting.
Yeah. Right now it's just green lawn care. A guy, his profile picture is a white shirt. He doesn't really have much hair left.
Oh, I found him. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I found it. Yay. All right. Good job. Okay. So let me put this here. Such pretty pictures, too. I was looking at on your Yelp page as well. Now, do you want to use your email, like when we correspond with you, do you prefer that we use your email address? Like that's where we're going to send your receipts, any correspondence
from
us.
I check his, but, you know, I don't know if it's like.
Okay, we'll just keep it to yours better. And again, it's just for our back office. And then now you guys have a business logo?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so your targeted areas, do you want to go to 30 miles, 20 miles? And we're talking about from your home base, from Burleson, right, where you're based out of. So I know somewhere I saw you, like, it had it noted as Fort Worth. Are they pretty close together, like borderline?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably
why. We mainly kind of want to stay a little more south, but
Okay.
You know.
Well, tell me, are there certain areas you like to target?
Around our zip code would be great.
Okay.
The city? The cities or the zip codes?
Whatever you prefer. You can give me cities or you can say, you know what, 20 miles south of our zip code.
Well, it's,
whatever
you know,
prefer.
I mean, well, we're not going to really turn it down on any 20 to 30 mile radius.
Okay. I'm going to tell them 20 to 30 miles. If you want to narrow it down, you can. If you want to increase it, you can do that too. If you want to change it later and say, I want to target these cities, you can do that as well. Okay. You can always make changes. It doesn't cost you more money. Okay. Communication. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails? Do you prefer that we phone and text or all three?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything. Sometimes you can reach us quicker by text in case, but
okay.
It doesn't matter. It's whatever you want to do.
And are you guys usually a Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, but, I mean, you can contact us anytime.
What time, and these would be your hours of operation, right?
Okay.
Monday through Friday, what times?
7 to 6.
7 to 6, do you, and no Saturday and Sunday, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, we can. Yeah, I mean, we can offer Saturdays if they need it.
Do you want me to put by appointment only?
For us getting a hold of us or work, because we do work sometimes on Saturdays.
I could put Saturday by appointment only.
Okay, that's great.
Why don't we do that? And then Sunday
okay.
We'll put closed. He's got to rest. You
okay.
know what I mean? I know we
okay.
want to be go-getters here, but,
that'll
you
be
know.
Great, yes.
And that doesn't mean, Barbie, that someone's not going to call you guys on a Sunday because they need work done on Monday.
Oh,
you know, but that's at your discretion.
I mean, that's fine.
You know?
Of course.
Okay. What are the forms of payments that you guys typically accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
We do cash, check, Venmo, and PayPal.
Perfect. Okay. Take a look here. Okay, and I think those are all the notes that I need. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much, okay, that's perfect. So the only thing left to do is just the billing. I'll read the voice verification recording, then I'll process the payment after we go through that, and then we schedule his client interview for tomorrow. I know you said he's going to be gone. When does he get back tomorrow?
I'll ask him, but probably around this time or something.
Around this time, yeah. Because I could get him a client interview. So you're 2 hours ahead of me because we're here 7 to 4, which is 9 to 6 your time. I can get him an interview tomorrow. We could either do 4 to 5 or 5 to, let me see, wait a minute, 4 to 5 or we could do 5 to 6. What time
yeah,
do you think would work best?
Let's do
4 to 5.
Five.
Okay. All right. Now, you said you're using his card, right? Do you know what package he's going to want to do, or do you still need to speak with him?
Let me go grab him. Let me go ask him real quick.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Okay, and I'll need to do the voice verification with him as well since we're using his card. It's like a 90-second
okay.
verification recording. Okay?
Okay, just a second.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, you there?
I am here.
Okay, I have a card.
Okay, and which package did he want to do, hon?
He wants to do the 3 months.
3 months, okay.
Uh-huh.
What is the name that's on the card? Just Richard Green?
Richard W. Green.
Richard W. Green. Same billing
uh-huh.
address
yes.
as the 3000 Marquise? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
Hang on, just 1 second.
No worries.
He wants to ask you one question.
Yeah, go for it, Richard.
What number am I going to be on this? Like, am I going to be at the very bottom? And how do I get to number one or two?
That's a great question. So let me be super, super transparent with you, okay? Not even Google can tell you you'll be number one or number six or number 10 or number four because it's an algorithm that they're consistently changing. So it depends on what keywords and search terms are being utilized and where they're performing the search from. And I'll give you an example. I work in Fountain Valley, okay, California. But I live in Anaheim, California. If I'm looking for a nail shop, but I want a nail shop near my house, and I'm using my phone right now, and I type in nail shop near me, it's going to give me nail shops that are near the location of my phone, which is at work. But if I'm looking for a nail shop near my house, I have to type in nail shop near and put my zip code or put Anaheim, California, right? So it gives me the search results there. So depending on who's performing the search and where they're performing it from, that's why they could never say, no one out there could ever tell you what number you're going to be. What you are going to be is one of those top recommended options on the first page of Google. Okay, so the specific positions on Google, at the very tippy top of the page, you have the Google Guaranteed with the green check mark. That's a separate program. Okay, that's a pay-per-lead program. Underneath of it is the Google sponsored ads. And then underneath of that is the Google local map. You're going to be in the Google local map because honestly, that's where 90% of searches are going to start and stop. I wouldn't offer you Google ads because one, they're too expensive. Okay. And two, I don't feel it's necessary for you to have the Google ads because you're going to get a better conversion with the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay. So just to clarify, I could never tell you what number you're going to be on that map, but I will tell you that you will be there on that first page.
Okay. And the first page is how many people?
It depends. You know, if I look at, if I look at your area.
Here's my question. Okay.
Yeah,
wait,
go ahead.
I asked the wrong question. Let me re-ask the question. So right now, if I need a plumber, I can go to plumbing in Johnson or Burleson. And five people will pop up. As long as I pop up, that's all I care about. And that's all you can give me. As long as my name's on the page and they get to choose whoever they want, because I've done the Google search, and there's some goofy people there. And if it says green lawn care, I feel comfortable that somebody will choose me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
and I'm going to tell you how we're going to help you with that too, right? Because let's be real.
Okay.
I'm looking right now, lawn care. I looked in your zip code, and let me tell you who I found. Integra Pest and Lawn
That's
Burleson.
That's number one.
Okay. I see Kelly Green, lawn care. I see M3, lawn care and tree service. Okay.
Don't even know who that is.
Right. Now. Right. As you open to see the rest that are on that first page, you got Burleson, Augusta, Lawn Care Services, Warshams, Lawn Service. Some of these companies don't even have a website, okay?
Right.
Some of them have minimal information. I can tell you that some of these guys, if someone were to call them, half of them usually aren't even available to pick up the call.
Right.
Okay? A lot of them can't even fit people in their schedule. I know when I was looking for a plumber, I couldn't find anybody, okay? I had to call down the list. It took me to call 10 of them before I could get two plumbers. Because everyone either didn't answer the phone, and this was my own personal experience, they didn't pick up the phone, or you know what? They told me, I can get to you in 2 weeks, but when it comes to my plumbing, I can't wait. I got grandbabies here. Like, I need plumbing done now. Like, I got dishes to wash. I got kids that need to use the toilet. You know what I mean? And I mean,
correct.
I know TMI. TMI, but listen, I can't wait. And a lot
man,
of laundry.
Grandma that wants her, yard mowed, she's not good enough to go all the way down all these. She's going to pick on the first two or three and then call one of them. And that's all
well,
I want.
Yeah. And let me tell you, when we're talking about lawn care now, it's so funny. The house that I rent, my husband, I don't know. Well, I think I mentioned it to Barbie. My husband does dialysis and he used to always keep up with the yard. Well, with the rain that we've had in California, there's weeds like crazy. Like, I feel like I got a jungle in my backyard. I mean, I'm exaggerating when I say that.
Right.
But I literally was like, you know what? I need someone to come out here, clean it up, with the rototiller, whatever you call it, flip the dirt, do what you got to do, clean it up, because eventually I want to put concrete back there if we ever get around to that. But I told my husband's like, I'll go out there with the weed whacker. I'm like, you cannot do it no more. I am sorry. You're done. I am going to pay and hire someone to do it. But the landlord actually got someone to come out. She's like, I don't want you guys stressing out about that. Let me get someone out there. But she asked me, do you know anybody? And I said, yeah, let me go on Google and see who I can find.
Well,
that's where everybody goes.
I'll come do it for you.
You want to fly out here?
Okay, now that I'm going to, in 20 seconds, I'm going to turn you back over to my wife and
okay.
I'll stop bugging you. Okay,
no
but
worries.
I got to know. I've
yeah.
got to know. We've heard this story.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm sorry. I've got to ask this question.
It's okay.
Is California really that crazy?
God, you want
the
truth? Are the
people in California good people and the government's that crazy?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm Hispanic and I'm a Republican. I don't really like to talk politics because some of my family
members. You're in the wrong state.
I know.
You're in the wrong state.
I know. You know what? Can I tell you, my mom still kind of, my mom thinks Democrat like back in Kennedy's times. I'm all, it's
right.
not like back with Kennedy, mom. It's not
right.
like that. You
right.
know what I mean? And you watch the wrong news. You need to watch the real news. I mean, not to
right.
get too off subject here, you know, you guys,
right.
but, California has a lot of nice people. You know what I mean? It's got its good and bad, but we're very fast paced. Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody. You know,
okay.
and the traffic is horrible. Our family, my family originally came from like San Antonio and El Paso. I have a lot of family too in Austin on my grandma's side, but they all came to Los Angeles and now it seems like they're all going back.
Right. Well, y'all are welcome back. Just don't bring Gavin Newsom or Nancy
oh my
Pelosi
God.
With you.
That is a bad word. That is a bad
don't
word
bring
in my
them
household.
With you.
That is a bad word in my house. I'm like, it's insane.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give
okay.
you my credit card number, and I'll stop
okay.
harassing you.
But before we do that, Richard, before we take that down, because I could do the rest with Barbie, but I do want to do the voice verification with you, which is going to outline our service agreement. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be asking you some questions. If there's anything you don't understand, just stop me so I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Again, I want to
okay.
make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we do the payment, okay?
Okay.
So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read.
Green Lawn Care.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Green, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you do authorize your wife, Barbie Green, to make changes to the account in the event you're not able to call in and make a change?
Yes, I do.
To get results as fast as possible, it is very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes, I do, as long as they're in my zip code, or I'm not going to answer New York or California calls.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. And
okay.
I'll explain to you what I mean by
this. Is there an 817 or 972 or 682? I will answer.
Yeah. Let me explain to you what this means. Okay.
Okay.
So it's really important for us to keep the open communication between our company, Local Splash, and with you and Barbie, right?
Okay.
So what we're asking, because, you know, when you have more presence online, you might get a company that's calling you to sell you other type of online marketing. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more money. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to set a security question on your account. Now, you can choose, and I need Barbie to hear this, too, because she's got to know it. You could choose the security question to either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
McKee, M-C-K-E-E.
Okay. Any time that we call you, okay, you or Barbie, I want you to always ask. If we're saying, this is Local Splash, hi, Barbie, or hi, Richard, you're going to say, what's my security question? We're going to tell you your mother's maiden name, McKee. If we don't answer that, disconnect the call. Hang up. Okay? Straight out.
We've gotten a bunch of people Google trying to, and they'll send me text after text, and I just keep deleting them.
And you're like, oh, my Lanta. Yeah. No,
yeah,
and that's why I say, all you have to do is ask, what's my security question? One, they're either going to hang up on you. If it's not us, they'll hang up on you. Or if they tell you, oh, you don't need it and they want to proceed, you disconnect the call. Because if it's Local Splash, we should be giving you that. Okay?
Okay.
That's how you identify if it's us. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, we have to do that.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. It's for the 3-month prepaid in the amount of $700. And that is going to be charged March 24th, 2025. This is going to cover you for 3 months, okay? So, we're talking, it's going from March to April.
Okay. Can we start April 1st? Is that possible?
Well, the thing is if we're getting everything set up.
Okay. Then the answer is no.
And let me explain to you.
You can tell me no.
Oh, well, I just kind of want to explain.
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to actually start it now with the 3 months. So here's what
you're
it's going to do. It's going to cover you all the way through. Your next billing date won't be until June 24th. But here's the thing. Right before it expires that week, okay, I would suggest, and let me put it on my calendar too, I'm going to do a courtesy call. The 24th of June lands on let me look at my calendar. That would be on a Tuesday. I would actually call you on the 19th of June, okay? I'm going to put on my calendar to call you guys on June 19th to see if you want to renew another 3 months. If you want to go 6 months a year, or if you want to do month to month, or if you just want it to run out, okay?
Okay,
I say
month
that,
to month is $400 a month, correct?
$299. Yeah. So if, let's say,
okay,
right before it expires, I call you guys and you're like, listen, we just want to go month to month, then on June 24th, it's going to charge $299 automatically, okay?
Perfect.
If you say do another 3 months, then we'll charge the $700 on the 24th of June. Or if you chose a different package, or if you said, you know what, let it run out. So on June 24th, you have no payment. It'll cancel out.
Okay, just so you know, so we're up front with each other. So yeah. I will probably renew as long as you make me money. And I get tired of doing this for November, December, January, and February.
You could put it on
so
a hold.
I won't renew for those months, but it's not because I don't like you. It's because I've got plenty.
Well, listen, we call that a seasonal hold. So if that happens, you let us know. Listen, October, November, and December, shut it down. You don't lose your spot. You're not paying for it, and it's not being optimized because you're kind of at a pause. Do you see what I'm saying?
Perfect.
So that's perfect. We call it a seasonal hold.
Perfect. My last company that I did this with, I had great luck with them. And great, everything was great, but I wanted to shut it down in October, and I was on a year contract, and they wouldn't shut it down until March 1st. I said, hey, guys, what was the name of that company? Angie's List. I had great luck. I made lots of money, but they would not shut me down, so I kept taking calls through the wintertime when there's snow on our ground.
Well, that makes no sense. Yeah, we have clients that are seasonal like you. Right? I mean, you obviously can't work outside, so you pause it. Yeah, absolutely. You have that right.
Okay.
Now, so again, the 24th of June is when it's going to expire. So either on the 24th of June, you're either going to be paying the $299, you're going to renew it with another prepaid, or you're going to cancel. But I'll call you on the 19th, okay? Because we prefer that you at least let us know 3 business days before, but since you're doing a prepaid as a courtesy, I know sometimes we forget, I'll send you the reminder just to see what you guys have decided, okay?
Perfect.
Now, if you need to get in touch, like let's say for whatever reason, right, you guys need to cancel, okay? What we do ask, like I said, is that you call 3 business days before the billing is due, and again, that's why I'm going to call you on the 19th, okay? So that way you don't incur the charge. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So I'll update the package and process the payment, and I'll be sending the receipt. It's going to go to the email, and we'll send it in a text message as well. I'm pretty much done with everything I need with you, Richard. I could finish up the rest with Barbie if you prefer, because I know you have some things to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam. All right, here.
Okay, hey.
And then I just need the card number, hun, when you have a second.
Okay. It's Visa.
Okay.
And it's 4266.
Uh-huh.
8417.
Uh-huh.
4769.
Okay.
2752.
Expiration month and year?
1229.
And the CVV code on the back?
527.
527?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just updating it right now. How's your guys' weather out there? We're getting a heat wave over here.
Oh my gosh. Today is perfect. What is your heat wave in
Texas? It's supposed to be like in the 90s. Like high 80s, low 90s. I know for this, but then we have rain coming again, and I don't know whether to pull out the sundresses and the flip-flops or if I need to wear boots and sweaters.
It's both right now. It's both. I have a sweater and shorts on today because it is a little cool, and then it's 80 degrees right now. So
I know. Yeah, I went to church yesterday. I went to church yesterday, and I went in, like, capris and a nice top, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Is it going to be chilly? Is it warm outside? Like, what is going on? I don't know what to wear.
It's not until after a certain time of the day anyway here.
Yeah, and I tell my husband, he left in a sweatshirt, and I'm like, why are you in a sweatshirt? But he's always cold, and I think it has to do with, like, his, you know, being on dialysis. He's, like, always cold. Yeah, I have to have the AC on, our central air, in the summer, and he's just like, it's freezing. I'm all, put on a sweater. Put on a sweater. I'm not turning it off.
We were in a weekend about 4 hours from here at my husband's parents. And
oh, really?
Like, yeah, it was so nice. But then it would be like all of a sudden really warm and then it's windy and cold. And it's like, you know, I have to pack for both seasons. It's just like Texas almost.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You just never know. I know we're supposed to go.
It's all seasons in one day, you know?
Yes. We're supposed to go, in fact, to Vegas around the – We're supposed to go the 13th through the 17th. I'll be working from home, so I'll still be working, which is good, you know, but we're going out there because my daughter's having her baby. That'll be grandbaby number 15. And so I told my husband, well, while I'm at the hotel, you can go over there, help her with the baby, and then when I get off of work, then I'll go over there and I'll help. Like, we'll switch off. Just because, you know, we're in California, and she's always driving out here, and I told her, I do not want you driving out here right now. Like, we'll go to you. The baby's going to be too small. I had a friend that had... No, it's her second one.
Oh, you said no, but for her, is it the first baby?
For her, it's the second one. But I had a friend just recently, her son was only 2 months old and was in the hospital, in Children's Hospital. And, oh, my gosh, when I'm telling you this, I'm not even joking. That baby was on heart monitors, oxygen. It was so bad. He was having seizures. He ended up getting the RSV virus.
Yeah.
Being so small, he doesn't have an immune system. It was so bad. And, I mean, he was in the hospital literally for a month and a half.
Yeah, that,
he was
that
only 2 months.
Courts around here, and they're like, don't come around newborns if you're sick.
Well, you know what? She had the baby at Disneyland at less than a month old.
God.
Like, I'm very old school. My mom was like, you don't leave the house for 40 days. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was just like, oh, it was so, I was like, oh my gosh, that poor baby, you know what I mean? And the medicines that they had him on, Barbie, oh my gosh, they had to wean him off the medicine.
Oh,
yeah, it was so bad. Like, he went through withdrawals, literally went through withdrawals. It was terrible.
Well, of course. Oh, that's horrible.
And, you know, and so that's why I told her, I said, honey, please do not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Please don't come over here. We'll go to you. Let me
do this. Especially in that time of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I'm sending you your calendar invite. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So I just need you to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if we call you, Barbie, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you guys need 5 or 10 more minutes, because we're going to call your phone, okay? Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I'm also going to send you a reminder to your phone an hour before your interview, just in case if it slips your mind, so that you know that we're calling you in the next hour, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, then let me do this. My computer's just like, I'm typing, but it's like barely catching up. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Come on, today. It's like slower than molasses over here. And then let me see. Okay, I'm also right now going to send you this text message. And I know you've gotten several of them. Let me have you open up these ones first. So there's one that came through that'll say initial invoice, and then there's one that says action photos needed, whichever one you find first.
Okay.
Which one did you find first? And I'll tell you what
to do. All of them? I don't know. All of them?
Okay.
An invoice,
the one that says initial invoice. Yeah. Open up that one. Okay. And then it's in Richard's name, and it just goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on where it says click here.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Okay.
I'm doing the signature.
Okay, did you click on the three boxes? I agree to receive text messages.
Uh-huh.
I certify, type the name Richard W, no period, green, spaces in between, confirm signature.
Okay.
And then it should take you to a page that says username and password.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay. And then username, okay.
Okay, so the username is going to be your phone number, okay? No dashes, No one before the area code, just your phone number, Barbie, okay, all together.
Okay.
Now, your password, and I'm going to text it to you in a minute, but I want you to try to log in while we're on the phone.
Okay.
Your password, let me go here and pull it up now, is map photos, all one word, lowercase. MAPPHOTOS. Map photos. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is your customized tracking and logging system. This is how you track your results with us. Okay? So there's not too much in there right now because the technician's going to be creating all that. I would say you start checking, start looking in there within 5 to 7 days. Okay?
Okay. So
now,
you said it. Let me get that. It's my.
I'm going to text it to you, honey.
Okay,
I'm going to text it to you right now.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I need to go
now,
through all this.
I'm going to send you this text message, okay, and it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So for you, 9 to 6, your time zone.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I put your login credentials in there, too. There's another one that I need you to find that says action photos needed for Google verification.
You want me to log in?
No, honey. It's just so I wanted to go over it with you. So there's a list that we give you of pictures that we'll need, okay? These pictures are not pictures for your Google business profile or online. These are pictures that we need to get you verified through Google faster. So we send you a list.
I don't see that on here real quick. I don't see
Let me text it to you again.
Okay, I have the client dashboard information.
Oh, yeah, no, it probably got buried.
Okay,
it probably got buried.
Thing, I got that.
Let me send it to you again, because they typically get buried. It's okay. Let me resend it. So what I'm sending you is a list of photos that we need to get you verified through Google faster. On that list, there might be some that you might not have, and that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just send us the ones that you can, okay? So you're going to send us pictures of his work tools, work equipment, his work vehicle, business license, business insurance, business cards that he hands out, send a picture of that. If he has business registration, send a photo of that. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but not with your client's information on it.
Or email it.
I sent it to both. It'll say action photos needed for Google verification.
Okay.
We'll give it a couple of seconds for it to go through again. Let me resend it. Okay. Let's see if it comes through right now.
I don't see it yet, but it could be like it's not coming through as a text, and that's weird because I got all the other ones.
And not in the emails either?
Let me go check this other email in here.
Okay.
Okay. It's I got the invite was the last email I got from you.
And what was the one before that?
Let me see. It was the local splash welcome. We're passionate about your business. Let me see. I just got some. Okay, I just got some.
Okay.
Okay, it says additional requirement, please. It says call.
Action photos needed?
No, it says call.
Okay. What's the one after that?
Nothing. That's the last one I got.
Are you looking at the email or text messages, honey?
Okay, pictures needed for Google. I got that.
There
I
you go. Perfect.
Okay, I got it.
All right, so I was explaining to you, right? These are just pictures that we need for the Google verification. And, you know, there might be some, again, that you might not have. Just send us what you can, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
This will help us get you verified through Google faster. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you is I want to share our timeline okay? Because we're going to get moving pretty fast on this. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to have the directory submission completed, which can already start generating phone calls for you, okay? And you can start logging and tracking your success with us as well through your client dashboard. Okay. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website are going to be live. And those can already start generating phone calls too. Now, Barbie, what we state in the terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, we're always going to tell you that with the verification, creating the profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, although I've seen many, many times where it has happened sooner. Okay? I prefer to stick to that timeline because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. So when it happens sooner, you're even happier. Okay? In the meantime, we get everything else up and running because we know it's important for you guys to get these calls like as quickly as possible. Okay? So as each step is being processed and when you're on the first page, when the Facebook ads are live, the Google ads and the directories, we're going to be sending you notifications to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. Okay?
Okay.
So, question. Do you guys have a business logo?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I have that notated on here. Okay. That's pretty much it. So tomorrow we'll be calling you, and it's perfect because I'll still be here because I have to go see my cardiologist at 4. So
yeah.
I'll be here in time for your client interview. So I want to do the introduction. I'm going to make sure that I'm available to do it. If for some reason I end up on another call in a meeting, they're not going to wait for me. They're going to call you directly.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Yes. I want to be the first to congratulate you both and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you
for reaching out. Have a blessed evening, okay? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right,
Bobby.
And actually, I had so many people reach out, but I just felt the connection with you. I'm like, I'm calling her back.
Thank you so much. I think because we control.
It's just like I felt like we had it. Yeah, we're both control freaks, so. We had a connection.
And I appreciate that so much. Yeah. It's been such a blessing to speak with you, and I'm glad you guys are both doing well, and I'm really looking forward, to you guys having great success, okay?
Yeah. Good luck to y'all, and I'll hear from you later.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.